You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
I am new to Clubhouse. I would love to hear, I know you and Angel are pros, how you recommend network marketers in particular, as I'm getting, my team is getting involved in Clubhouse, the best way to utilize it and to build, you know, rapport, relationships, find prospects, that type of thing.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to know like all of these strategies, Sandy, write this link down and it's higdongroup.com/clubhouse. higdongroup.com/clubhouse. And that is our Clubhouse revenue blueprint and it's free. At some point, we were going to actually convert that into a paid course, but we haven't yet. So it is a free training on, it's myself and I have a couple other guests on there that are sharing how they blow it up. For example, one of the guys that I had on here sharing, he's ran Clubhouses with like the one of the founders of Netflix. He had 89,000 people on. He's on there. My friend Michelle Eldridge is on there. And I don't recall who else was on there, but that will tell you all of the strategies. I'll tell you every last one. What I would caution you with is, you know, Clubhouse can be that self-development IV drip that people stay plugged into for 9 hours a day. And you want to just be careful around that. And so I would just, this seems, for learners, this seems to be more addictive than most other platforms. And so you will see teammates on here that are on here for 9 hours, and you'll ask them how many people they prospected, and they've been too busy. And so I would just always preach activity management to your organization. And, you know, hey, it's fine to be a learner, fine to be a student, fine to, you know, plug into Clubhouses and things like that, but just make sure you're doing the work. I know I'll give you a couple strategies that I like, but again, if you want all of them, like literally every single Clubhouse strategy that currently exists, higdongroup.com/clubhouse, and that is free. One of the strategies that I really like is one, connecting with people, gurus, moderators, and question askers on Instagram. So if you're in Clubhouse and you see someone ask, and you see someone run in a Clubhouse, send them an Instagram message and say, hey, heard you on Clubhouse, really loved it, love the value that you bring, really appreciate it, good to be connected with you, right? And so start, you know, developing some relationships like that. A really juicy way is paying attention to what questions are asked. And if someone asks a question, you know, and you'll hear different people answer it. It may be tough depending on the room for you to get to the microphone and answer it in the room, but why not send them a personal message and, you know, find them on Instagram. Most people have their Instagram connected to Clubhouse. And so find them on Instagram and say, hey, I was just in that Clubhouse room. You asked this question and you got some good advice, but, you know, here's my take. Here's my 2 cents. And I hope that helps. Like that's a really, really simple method that people really appreciate because they're asking the question. Now, to do that, you have to not just be a consumer of information. Most people are consumers of information. They sit there and like, what can I listen to today? You have to think like a business person. You got to think like a marketer, et cetera. And so teaching your people that they may want to be in rooms that would attract prospects, right? The type of person you're wanting to recruit or bring in as a customer, not just what do you want to learn today? And does that make sense, Sandy?
Yes, it makes perfect sense. And I have had to watch that both for myself and my team getting sucked into that black hole.
Yeah. there's, you know, content is, I mean, we're just in a new age of, you know, the ease of creating content and how much good content is out there, it's tough. It's tough not to get pulled in. But if you have a activity managed routine that I have to prospect 10 people or 5 people or 2 people or 20 or whatever, right? But I have to do these certain things. I have to create a piece of content. I have to reach out to X number of people. Then fine, go learn Z's.
Thank you. And thanks to you, I do have that. So
awesome.
I just have to stick with that. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and help.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.